Y'all already know what it is. Welcome to Conversations on the Rocks. It's your boy Los Vegas. It's your boy Los Vegas, and I'm joined by the first lady of COTR gang.
Yes, sir. Letitia.
We in the building.
Miss Tish to you.
That's to y'all. Look here. We back for another one. This is the third episode of the third season.
Of the third season with three folks.
With three folks. Man. Can't get no better than that, right?
3-3-3. That's a blessing.
Hey, we might need to play that.
Might need to.
Okay, I'm playing it first, so y'all heard. Playing it first. But we back for another episode. We got a special guest in here. I like to say he's a legend, you know what I'm saying? But I'm going to let him speak his own words, you know what I'm saying? We got Mike Ski TV in the building, y'all.
TV?
He is very well known around here, man. If you don't know who he is, I don't know what rock you've been under, but it ain't been ours because we talk about it at 8 o'clock on Rhythmix Radio Monday nights. So that's how we're going. So right now we're going to get into a pregame.
Yes, sir. We shot it up for the pregame. Blessings,
you know
all
what I'm saying?
Around.
Hey, Ice, you still there with us?
Yeah, y'all can hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, big homie. Right. Hey,
okay.
Ice in the building.
Okay, okay. How y'all feeling, man? My bad. I'm taking a shot with y'all.
Look, exactly. Yeah. Hey, forgive Ice. He's on vacation.
But the good guy still showed up. So
you
that's
know what I'm
matters.
Saying? That's what it is. So, matter of fact, shout out to him. So, in pregame, we want to talk about Miss Tish. Since everybody got to address you like that, Miss Tish, how was your week?
Right. The week was good. My weekend was great. Like, yeah. I just relaxed. I got a lot of stuff done in my yard. I'm sitting on, like, an acre, so cutting the grass. I be pushing the lawnmower. All my neighbors got riding lawnmowers, and they just be watching.
You ain't get to ride along? You ain't get to ride along?
Yeah, I'm on a budget. My budget says push lawnmower.
Yeah.
Push. No gas?
Yeah, I put the gas in, manually.
Oh, I thought it was the one.
No,
you know,
I'm
does
pushing.
It collect the grass for you as you push? On?
Y'all, the grass is back out, okay? I was on a budget. I went and got the lawnmower, the cheapest one that they had at Lowe's, and right. I made it happen, you know?
That's it.
But so, your lawn look good.
My lawn looks bomb. My ain't garden looks deck. Good. Yep, I'm starting on my deck, so we in there.
Okay, so we going to be having some barbecues over there.
For sure, though.
Okay, I like that. I like that.
Yes, sir.
Well, that's good to know. That's good to know. My week, myself, was good, and it was long. It was a long week. You know, I do HVAC, man. And
it is hot.
Yeah, it's damn sure hot.
Everybody
and the last install that I did, it was very tight up in there. Like, I'm a small guy myself, you know what I'm saying? I'm still big at the same time, but, you know, small and whatever. And I couldn't fit up in that junk. So, it was hot. Got a little couple of war rooms and all that shit like that. But I got the job done, so it was good. And, like, Tish said, the weekend was actually great. So, that was good. Ace, how was your week, man?
Everything was love, man. Just working extra, you know what I'm saying? Trying to get ready for this vacation and shit, but it was all good and shit. Spent time with Isis, my daughter. We watched that Fatherhood movie, which was pretty dope, with Kevin Hart.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was real good.
I still need to see that.
It's a must watch.
Okay.
All the families, it's a must watch. You guys tune in.
Big facts.
Yeah. But yeah, everything's up, man. I can't complain.
Ice, where you calling from, man? And where you checking in from?
Dubai.
Man? Yeah, right?
I'm out here in Florida, man. I'm
that's
out here in Fort Lauderdale.
All right, man. We'll tell, yeah. Tell Florida they need to tap in over here. Conversations on the Rocks, man.
Already, man. You already know, man. Y'all hold it down for me.
You already know. You already know. And Mike Ski TV, how was your week, man?
Busy.
Busy. I like that. So we're going to get into that busy week. I like that. You see he's already over here working. So with that being said, we're going to get into opening shots.
Yes, sir. We're going to toast it up for the opening shots. So with the opening shots, we usually go into, you know, the current events, what's going on. A big one this week was Bow Wow, Soulja Boy. Mm-hmm. Another big one was Cardi B. She pregnant. What y'all gonna do? She pregnant. She done. What you think?
Hey, nah, she good, man. They building that power.
Done as in bun in the oven.
I mean, yeah. I mean, but they married. They're married. They're okay.
Yeah.
They're allowed to do that.
Yeah.
The one thing that I really thought
it was dope, man. I thought it was dope to see both of them performing on stage at the BET Awards with that baby there. I think that I felt like that was power. That was black. That was, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
that was dope.
I like that too, because you know I talked about this, I don't know, probably even second season, first season. I think they're a power couple. Honestly, I think they're like really the next Jay-Z and Beyonce. Yeah. Honestly. They both come with that bag. They both have been branching off, doing their own thing. Carly's got the Reebok deal and stuff like that.
Big Reebok deal. Yeah.
Offset by herself already has the bag, but then he comes with the Migos. So this is a good look, man. They are a power couple. They work together well for each other. Maybe not for everybody else. You know what I'm saying? But yeah. I definitely also in opening shots, definitely want to talk about me and Tissa's weekend. Saturday went to go see Zeke Sanders' Story.
Definitely.
We definitely had these guys on. They was on second season and they were the first guests on this third season right here. Josh and Blake. Cannot say enough about this short film. You know what I'm saying? This short film. Yeah. It was good. It was entertaining. Honestly, I wish it was longer.
It was hilarious. Like, I'm so proud of them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I did not expect that. I didn't expect the amount of, action and involvement in the movie. They did a really good job. Like, we were cracking up the whole time.
Definitely cracking up. What you think, guys?
Salute to them, man. It was well worth the wait, although COVID fucked everything up.
Yeah.
But, man, Blake killed it, not only with the directing, but also
with the acting
in that thing. And I think he got a career, just some type of comedy. But,
Yeah,
man, it was just dope to see a black film made from this area, you know what I'm saying? And it's in the Kennedy Center.
Right.
But, yeah, let's talk about how the one thing that I walked away with that I keep talking to everybody else about is how they built the whole thing, and they took like responsibility for everything. They really took their time. They did it at the Kennedy Center. They could have went to the AMC. They could have went to wherever. Yeah.
Yes.
But they really put a quality package together, all of it. So it was really good.
Yes,
the other short films were good as well, but theirs really stood
out. I have to agree. I do like the fact that they took their time. Also, I want to also point out, they had a good fucking turnout on that joint. We went to the 6 o'clock show. I could just imagine what happened during the whole day.
It was
one thing that also stood out to me was how the movie started out with two females sitting in the front
talking
shit about the fucking film. That was put together. And like you said, even Blake, I don't know, like, we've had him on the show twice. I did not see this comedy shit out of him when he was here. He was a little bit more humble, just laid back. So to see him on it, like, to me, I really got all about Zeke and was looking at him. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's
no
how good he did in the film. And we also got to, me and Ice got to talk to the man that played Zeke. Sanders, I cannot pronounce his name or even know his name actually, but I just know him as Zeke. We talked to him and he introduced, and when he talked about it, he said, "Oh, y'all the radio guys." I was like, "Hell yeah, we the radio guys." Like, I ain't never been introduced as you know what I'm saying? I ain't never been known as the radio guy, you know what I'm saying? Like, so that was big, but and I also like, for real, there was really not no bad acting in here. You know, like, nobody tried too hard. Nobody had you saying, like, "Damn, I wish this nigga hurry up with his line" type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, you remember Belly, too, when you was just like, "I just want to get to the end of this shit." Like, for real. It was not like that with these guys. And it was good. It was a good turnout. And we was laughing. For Ice and Letitia, how did y'all feel about the other two films that came before that? I mean, what did y'all take from that?
I wish I took notes, because there was one that came before that was pretty dope. They were talking about the D.C. area and the artists in the D.C. area. So they were highlighting a lot of people. So that's one that I
would
love
to see. I would like to see that one, too. What about you, Ice?
Yeah, I like that one. They were talking about DMV area, the next area to blow as far as DMV rap artists and things of that nature. So I felt like that had a lot of
potential. Yeah. It was some other joint that I liked though.
What y'all think about the Tooth Fairy joint though?
Oh, I was caught off guard. Like what? I was like, what? And then it just ended. I was right.
What you think, Ice, about the little Tooth Fairy joint, man?
Oh yeah, Operation Cavity.
Yeah, man.
It was different. Right?
You know, it was different. I think it's going to definitely catch somebody's attention, right? Like, there's no doubt about that. Like, you gotta wonder what's going on in that joint. You know, actually, just to see the different directors and everybody put their own creativity to it, it was kind of dope. And just before we end on that, again. How about the short films that came before the Zeke Sanders story? The one with the kids in the stand, and then the one with the kids in the inner city. For me, the kids with the stand, what I took from that is fear of the unknown. Nobody understood what was going on. They were representing the same thing and didn't even know.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what I took from that. The second one that I saw... didn't know what the fuck to take from that one. You know what I'm saying? I ain't even gonna lie. Like, I wasn't really sure. Like, I wasn't sure, like, where we was going. The only thing I liked out of it was dude could sing. I liked his voice. That's something that really stand out to me. Other than that, the quality of the movie was good. The picture and everything was good. So, I don't know. But how did you feel about the first two films that came on?
They were very short. The first two were, like, really short, but I was still, like, the first three, I was confused a little bit, you know? The thing that I have to give props to is that the first three used children in their short films.
Okay.
So it takes a lot, you know, to be able to train kids in order to be able to, you know, perform as soon as you say action. So I'll big them up for that, but... The ones that I really remember was the DC one, and of course the main event.
Yeah. The main event. How about you, Ice? How was that?
I mean, some of them were okay. The one with the girl, where she skipped school and shit, that looked like it could have got good, but with it being so short, you don't know what's gonna happen.
I was a little lost in that one. I was just trying to figure out. Even the girl that they met on the corner, I was trying to figure out, like, did y'all really know her, or like, you know what I'm saying, like. Was good, you know what I'm saying? And it seemed like she knew everybody. But, I mean, I guess that's just one of those things with short films, obviously. You know what I'm saying? Trying to cram everything. No, I'm good. Trying to cram everything into it. But, like I said, the quality and just probably even just the acting again, and even in those three, three that we saw, it was not... over extra, you know what I'm saying? So
now let's talk about how they're coming back in October to the Kennedy Center.
Yes.
So they will. We will announce their new dates. Hopefully everybody can come out and support them. It was well worth the time. Yes. Like, they really put a lot into it. You could tell that it's quality work.
Yes. Yes. I agree with that.
We gotta get you to go, Mike.
I wish I could have went then.
Maybe you gotta go to the October. You gotta go to the October joint, man.
That would have been something you would have really loved. So. Yeah.
Next time.
Nah, it was well put together, man. You would have enjoyed that, so we did too. So with that being said, we're gonna get into our next segment, which is the entertainment.
Yeah, I'm always for toast.
There we go. So as far as entertainment, we talked about it earlier. The Bow Wow and Soulja Boy versus. How many of y'all got to see this? No, really.
I saw clips.
Just a little bit.
It was funny. It was entertaining, right?
It was very entertaining.
What you think, Mike? What you think? Give us your director take.
Exactly what I thought it was going to be like. Just like all of them. Some are more popular than others. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. What did you take from it, Tish? What did you take from it?
So I'm not gonna lie, I didn't watch. I caught the clips towards the end. Everything that I saw was hilarious. Like, they really gave you entertainment. So, what more can you ask for? And the fact that they promoted and entertained you up until the show. Right. So I thought that was very smart. It was genius, and I know they took home a bag.
Oh yeah. Me and Ice, we saw it. After we got started seeing the movie. I can't lie, very entertaining, you know what I'm saying? I didn't even care for these two myself, know what I'm saying? I'm a little bit older, you know what I'm saying? So, really didn't care. But can't take away what they done for hip-hop and the culture, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely,
Like I said, I talked about this, I believe, on last show. Bow Wow being the voice for all the little kids on Snoop Dogg's Doggy Style.
Right.
You know what I'm right. saying? So he's been around since then. Then also, just Soulja Boy, I mean, you can't lie.
Yeah.
He was the hottest thing on the internet. Like, if you didn't even know about that, you could go on there, and he was probably the only thing popping on YouTube. Another thing about them, Bow Wow actually was very entertaining. You know what I'm saying? He's an entertainer.
Mm-hmm.
He's definitely an entertainer.
Yeah.
But I will say, Bow Wow didn't need to see you do the Harlem Shake. You was looking a little funny with that one right there.
That was
like, and then he walked off like he was the hardest thing on the motherfucking stage and shit.
But he did kill him whenever he hit him with the "I was 13 and dropped this."
Right.
And then,
I can't lie, because, you know what I'm saying? Because I can't lie. I was in high school when Lil Bow Wow came out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And that, you know what I'm saying? When he did that video with Snoop and all that shit, like, oh, yeah, you was hot.
Mm-hmm.
For real. Right. I ain't going to lie to you. You was hot. You know what I'm saying? But, again, you know what I'm saying? Old. You know what I mean? A little bit older, Soulja. But the thing I like was, like, they was able to go back and forth. I think I just didn't respect maybe, like, the back and forth, like, like, all of y'all make some, like, some soft-ass records. Y'all, like, y'all some kids, like, so it's no need. I know y'all grown. You know what I'm saying? You ain't have to show that grown, thugged out, sad on, like, nigga, shut the fuck. And then you can't be, you know what I'm saying? You can't be hollering me. Hey, because that was a little suspect right then. He still had that damn pack like he was 13. Like,
yeah, I feel like he thought that he was still 13.
He did.
You know,
he
but
did.
In reality, and then walk grown up. Ass man, right. Bow Wow.
Hey, but and then the funny part is when he played Soulja Boy's little rant about, like, you know, he been in the streets.
Uh-huh.
He's so dope. He really shot niggas.
That was hilarious.
He really. And then Bow Wow said, "Why you so mad?" And you know what, Bow Wow? I think we all want to know that question too, Soulja Boy. Why the fuck are you so mad, nigga?
Yeah,
why are you so mad? Ice, what you take from it, man?
Drake.
Yeah, Drake. I'm the first nigga that Drake put everybody to the Migos and all that shit. They
Draco.
Was sleeping. Draco.
Uh-huh.
What you take from it, Ice?
Big Draco.
Hey, yo, I feel like it was... I feel like they the two biggest trolls in the game. You know what I'm saying? They the best at marketing, the best at trying to troll motherfuckers. I mean, Bow Wow had his own challenge of capping and just going just wild.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't think it was. I noticed that both their music didn't age well. They did bring a lot to the culture and open up lanes for a lot of artists who's in the game now.
Yeah, they really did.
They did.
The internet.
That's for sure, but that was during their time frame, and it was. See, both of them performed the Marco Polo. I also like the fact that Romeo came out there.
They had a lot of people performing.
A lot of people came out there. The other thing, JD the Brat came out there.
French Montana.
Hey, so how did y'all feel when he played that song "Clap" 3 times back to back, but he put everybody a different. He had Nicki on that joint, and then I think it was French, right? French was on that joint. Did you see Bow Wow laid down?
It was sleepy.
Yeah. Nobody wanted to. And look, for real, none of them niggas really had nothing relevant. You know what I'm saying? Like, that clap was just relevant, but it wasn't no number one hit. You feel what I'm saying? So
nah, that joint was number one.
Was it?
The clap? Clap joint.
Draco.
Yeah.
She make a clap.
TikTok took it
off.
Nah,
you lying like
shit.
Oh, no.
That's why he back out here claiming
Big
the
Draco.
There you
Big
go.
Draco. Yeah, but one thing I did want to shout out is Romeo. I didn't like the reference of the whole Kobe, Michael, and LeBron going out there. I don't know how he looked at it. Fuck the other two. Let's just get to Kobe. That nigga said, "I'm not the most talented, but at least I work my ass off." First off, Kobe was talented from Jump Street.
Well,
so
you gotta reference Kobe.
Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Kobe
not
has
from
said
number
that in
eight
his career.
And, When did he say that in his career that he
may not have been the most talented, but what he did was outwork everybody else.
Did he say that for
us? Yes, he did.
You're going to have to Google that. I don't even believe
it. Watch the Mamba. Watch it. Yes,
I know
sir.
Who the Mamba is. I used to go to school with that nigga, man. For real, I played with that nigga out in Philly, man. For real, stop playing with me. Yeah. Like, real talk. South Philly was up. You know what I mean? Real talk. Did he really say that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He said he may not be the greatest or the best, but what he does is outwork everybody else. So that's why he named himself the Black Mamba.
Hey, look, that was just a joke to make sure everybody was paying attention to that nigga that Kobe and shit like that. Of course, that's what he said. I'm a fan. You know what I'm saying? I'm a fan. So you know he said that. Of course, that. Number 8 to 24. I already know. You
yes,
know what
sir.
I mean? All right. Well,
y'all check out the BET Award.
We did check out the BET yeah. Awards. What you got on that lights right there? What you want to say on that one right there?
I mean, I fuck with the Migos. I thought it was funny when they was doing the joint, when they was turning
yeah.
back and forth and shit. That shit was funny. I heard his performance was dope.
Megan
I feel like
Stallion.
The little baby in the Kirk Franklin. That's all kind of rock a little
and
bit.
And somebody laughed at me about that joint. You know, it wasn't y'all, but I that joint go. That's on the Space Jam soundtrack.
Yeah, that song too. That
joint.
Yeah.
We wear. That joint crank like shit. That joint, yes. That joint go hard, man.
It was the outfits for me, like.
Oh, did y'all see Lil Nas X out that joint, man?
Oh my god.
No.
Yeah.
No.
You didn't see it.
He said I didn't, but I did. Yeah. Oh man. What man? Look. I'm just not understanding. What I don't understand is, this is my thing. Like, all of us right now in this building, right? Like, I see us getting like $1 million plus, right? There is no motherfucking way in the world. Wait, hold on. Because let me double check this one right here, okay? This check got to be big as fuck for me to walk around looking like that on the BET Awards. I don't give a fuck what you say. Like, why is it so wild out there, nigga? What the fuck?
Trust me, a designer paid him well for that.
Had to.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying in your money, nigga. I'm talking about U.S. motherfucking dollars. I'm talking about that blue cheese, the blue faces. Nigga, don't you give me a cryptocurrency slip for this shit, man. Like, I'm not going for that. I'm not doing it. And then on top of that, like, that doesn't even seem like me. That's not even my style. Like, I just don't know even know how I would feel. Like, if it's not me, why would I want to do that?
Yeah.
And that check has to be big. That check has to be big.
But regardless, the guy is a genius. The guy came in, y'all thought he was straight. So everybody went to bat for him whenever
he did. Hold on. Did she say that?
Yes. Everybody thought that he was straight, all right? Let's put that out there. Everybody thought
really?
That he was straight. So everybody went to bat for him whenever the country music was trying to whitewash him and say, nah, he's not country. So then he sold millions and millions of records. And
right.
then he said, gotcha,
right.
niggas. We
yeah.
Okay. Now that may be real, but for real niggas like me and Ice and Mike Ski TV, okay, we knew something was funny with this nigga right there when the country joint. Now when the country was trying to kick him out, we wasn't there for him because like he's gay. No, we were there because he was black. That's all I was
yeah.
there to represent that
now,
because he was black. Because he was black.
Keep it all the way a buck. If you knew that this guy was gay beforehand, your ass wouldn't have supported
no,
him.
No, I wouldn't have supported him. I would have supported him because he was black. But go ahead.
Soon as you see niggas with their shirt off, they are
you
gay.
Are. Thank you. Thank
Once
you.
Once you start showing nipples.
Hey, that shit ended in the in the motherfucker in like the early 80s with LL Cool J.
Right.
That shit with Prince, all that
yeah,
shit.
Nigga,
you know,
with
John
the
Wayne
sweatpants.
Yeah, yeah,
right.
that shit died. That shit is dead.
Handball and
nigga,
basketball
if you
outside.
You gonna put a white
beater
on
right.
and a
exactly.
fresh ass t-shirt, you know what I'm saying?
He said, "Watch you see the nipples."
Nah, seriously,
yeah,
I would have still
peace.
Represented him because he was just black, because he did his thing.
I
he
mean,
was the first
love.
One that just
right.
did it off of just like that country. I've never even heard this fucking song until he did this shit.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? But, nigga, then you went a little deeper with it. You know what I'm saying? We talked about it last season with the Satan shoes and your twerk. And then he still performed this fucking song. And the BET.
And everybody like
and
it.
Did it. And
the
BET
want
did,
some of that money. They want to get some of
it.
They
and
know
how do you do it? With the Michael Jackson Thriller tribute to it instead of his own vision. Come respect, on, dog. Don't you do Mike that, like that.
Respect that joint. Like, he has put together a whole package, you know what I'm saying? And he's ready. He's already ready to start premiering certain right. parts of that package. Slowly but surely, yeah. you know what I'm saying? Kudos to his management team.
No, for like, real. Yeah, nothing against, like...
I'm all for it.
But when you start showing your nipples, yeah.
Listen, put that out there. But anybody showing nipples, anybody showing nipples.
You gay. You gay.
You heard it from the first lady. Nah, no doubt, man. You know what I'm saying? Go ahead, Tish.
Jeff, how you feel about Lil' Kim calling out Nicki Minaj?
Yes.
She said something?
Yes, she... Yeah, oh, you missed
she
that?
She raided on the BET?
She said it on the BET joint, yeah. on the red carpet.
Oh.
Yes, she did. Yes, she did.
Yes, she did.
Yes, she did.
Like on the verses.
Like on the verses. I think it was Terrence J that asked her, right?
She said she wants all the smoke.
Yeah. That would be nice.
That is the one to tune into, and I'm rooting for Kim all day.
Oh, that's going to be a close one, buddy.
Hey. I got him throwing blows at this joint right here.
I'm 36. I'm all for Kim. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I fuck with Kim too. Kim, you know
I have
what I'm
to
saying?
Go with. I might go slight with a Kim because I came up on Kim.
Exactly. I came up on Kim too. How y'all feel about that, man? How you feel about it, Mikey?
Yeah.
But I tell you like this though, Nicki got some hits.
She do.
That's what I'm saying.
Nicki got some hits, but I think just out of respect. If you respect hip hop, like
there wouldn't be no Nicki without Kim.
I'll say like this because I want to bring up, you know, Queen Latifah got her recognition as well.
Salute
yeah,
her.
Yeah, that was big.
Salute the Queen.
Yes. Now that's her, I would say MC Light would be the
Definitely.
First ones
yes.
that started yeah. that off right. for the females.
Yep.
Then you had the Lady of Rage.
Go back to Roxanne Shanté.
Okay.
I like that. The only thing is, y'all shunned on them. But like Mikey can say this, y'all shunned on her really hard for because she was a female and she really was killing it, but nobody wanted to show her love.
But she got her flowers. They did do a documentary on her.
I mean,
because
if you go there, then you gotta go to Salt and Pepper. Mm-hmm.
There you go.
Yeah. And then you gotta go to Queen Latifah, then the MC Light, then the Rage, and
the Rage.
Oh man, my girl Brett loved her, loved
Missy?
Her. Oh, Missy.
Yeah, you
but
got
you know
a
what?
Lot.
You know what I liked about Missy? Missy broke that lane, that barrier. You know, everybody was like really like hardcore
she
gangster or whatever,
yeah.
and Missy was like, I can still be hard and still spit. Like
fully clothed.
Fun with it.
Man, you all day.
Like, when you think of Missy, when I think about our own DMV, I think of the nonchalance.
So since we on this, like go around the table. Who y'all wanna see in the verses? Who y'all wanna see in y'all verses?
Who y'all might
see?
Me? Off like anybody?
Yeah.
Pinky and Cherokee. Yeah, that's for me. I don't know.
Hey,
a little bit of West Coast production. Hey. You don't know, do your research.
Hey, and if y'all need somebody to direct that joint, this the nigga right here.
Always
hey, yo, that is a classic ass line. Oh my god.
Hey, yo, you wild for that.
Wild for that one.
This a wild nigga, yo.
Salute to that one right there. Hey, salute to that one, man.
Y'all can respect that joint.
That's hilarious.
That nigga's funny for that one. Did he just say that?
He did.
West Coast Productions. Look it up if you don't know.
I'm with it. I'm with it all the way. Who you got, Tish?
Man, I'm thrown off. Next.
You know what? I've been actually thinking about this one. I'd like to see, and I think I might have said this on the last one, but if I didn't, I want to see Bun B and Uncle Scarface.
Okay.
They're not ready for that.
Okay. Damn, that's crazy you said Scarface.
That's probably coming.
And for real, the classes they could bring, not even just like Scarface and Ghetto Boys, and then Bun B and Pimp C, UGK. Right.
And then Bun B by himself. Right. Like, come on.
Tell
him
again.
Come on
and if it's not Scarface, Again, Bun B, maybe with between A-Ball and MJG.
Yes.
Slim, I'm right. Hey, I've been down south. Yes. I've been down south. But Scarface and Bun B, I'd love to see it. And I don't think nobody's ready for that one right there.
Yeah.
Nobody's ready for that.
That's one that I would pay to go live.
I would love to go live and see that. Yes. Yes. Nigga. I would pay to West Coast Productions, Pinky, Chelsea. Yeah, emptying my wallet.
And he fucked me up with the West Coast Productions, and, like, for real.
And if they do, I'll put together one for the Woodbridge area, like, because they got, it's a lot
we
going
popping.
On.
We popping. We
it's
gonna
a lot
get
going
that.
On in the
yeah.
industry.
We gonna
as far
pop
as
off today.
The area.
Ice, you got one? Because we gonna let Tiz, because she still think. What you got, Ice?
Man, because when you said Scarface, I was thinking Scarface Cube. But since you said
Scarface
that, I'm gonna say
Cube would have been
P.
nice, actually.
Who?
I'm gonna say Master P. Birdman. You can say all that, see their whole catalog.
Birdman and Master P, I do like that one. I do
Cash
like
Money,
that.
Money, No Limit.
That would be big. That would break
that.
The internet
that
too.
That would probably happen.
That would definitely break the internet right there. But you know what? Like just said, I like that. Snoop and Cube.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. I like that. I definitely like that.
He did
With DMX.
Right. Even though that was outside.
Yeah, Cube could go with someone. Who you put Cube with, though?
If you E-40 or...
Well, E-40 did wins with Too Short.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. The Bay Area.
Right.
That was pimping at its best.
Crazy.
That was church.
That felt genuine.
That was West Coast.
If you remember, like...
Yeah, that was West Coast. Cube, who do you put Cube with, though? Who you got with Cube, Ice? That's Cube. Part of your production right there. You part of an Ice?
Maybe like an Ice T.
What about E-40?
Ooh, I like Ice T.
Ice T.
E-40 did a versus with
No, he wasn't. I don't think E-40 was on it yet.
I don't think he.
E-40 and Q would be good.
E-40 did a joint with Too Short.
We just said that.
Yeah, that's the drink. Don't worry about the conversation.
Oh shit!
Q. It's somebody out there for him. We're going to think about that. So we're going to get on that
while we're thinking about that, let's get into our guest.
I just hit something.
Last call. Let's go.
I just tapped something. There we go. All right.
Yeah, so while we getting into that, we're going to get into our guest. So we have Mr. Mike Ski TV. I've known this guy. What do you say, Jeff?
Let's go.
I'm telling you, it's showtime. This guy is amazing, short of nothing but amazing. So he's directed a lot of videos. He's worked with all of your local rappers, if you could think of anybody, and major rappers. He's shot short films. He's shot videos for me, for my catering. Like, the guy is super, super duper dope. And he's quick with the turnaround. Can I add that?
Yeah.
All right. So let's get into it with Mr. Mike Ski TV.
Hey, Mr. Mike Ski T. Look, so I checked you out on YouTube, man, and I'm going to give you all your numbers. You know what I'm saying? Since you're here. 2.75K. Okay,
woo.
Followers. These are the followers, y'all.
Woo.
And how many videos you got out there? Like all in total? A few hundred.
What's the most famous video? Is it the Hennessy joint where you peeled the top back and drank the whole Hennessy? That's a classic.
That's out there. Yeah, it's other ones that got deleted, but yeah, that's probably
That joint, I'll never forget that. I'm like, what is wrong with this?
I know that ain't why that's there.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, no. That is too small.
I thought I knew
that's
my
not
dog
even big
like
enough.
The Hennessy.
But yeah, that's probably one of the most popular videos right now. A lot of videos got deleted because of... They delete videos because they're just not right.
So speaking of that, like, how hard is it to get into, to break into the game and, like, be able to maintain? Because we were talking before the show, there's a lot of movie producers, directors, or, you know, that are not weathering the storm, but you're still here.
It's just being consistent, being honest with people up front, and that brings people back. That's where the longevity comes from. And just being consistent, yeah. Investing in yourself and, like, believing in yourself. That's it. That's why I'm still here. Y'all see me. That's why I'm here. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what I wanted to know is, where you originally from?
Queens, New York.
So you from Queens, New York.
If you can't tell.
How long have you been part of the DMV?
Since 03.
03.
Doing videos?
Yeah. Exactly.
Well,
yes.
I've been shooting since 2009.
Talk about how you got started.
What made you pick up a camera, big homie? Like, what was the first thing, like, when you was like, you know what, this is for me? Because you're very creative. I see how you edit everything and you do your own content. Like, not only do you make, you know what I'm saying, shoot videos and stuff like that, but you got your own content. But what made you first pick up a camera?
I've always wanted to be an actor.
Really? Okay.
Yeah. And I knew that wasn't going to happen. Which I shouldn't think that way.
Yeah,
I shouldn't have thought that way, but I said, I started buying cameras. Mm-hmm. I started buying cameras after camera after camera. I was just buying cameras for no reason. Didn't know how to use them and taking pictures. And then I started filming myself. And that's how I taught myself, like, the photography side. And then video, like, came along. And just,
definitely.
Yeah.
Okay.
So talk about the videos. Like, what is your favorite? Let's jump into a genre. What is your favorite rap video that
movies.
You produce? Movies.
I like movies. But the favorite one that I've done or?
Yeah, that you've done.
A video that I just shot. We dropping it tomorrow. No. But yeah, we dropping it tomorrow. It's called Like Me by Jet Polo 11. He's from the Woodbridge area. He's not new to the area at all. But a lot of people will see him tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. Has a book out and a movie's gonna come along with it. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what's your YouTube handle?
Mike Ski TV. Everything.
Mike Ski TV.
Everything is Mike
everything.
Ski. Mike Ski TV. MikeSki TV. Yep.
On the note of Mike Ski TV, like, what does Mike Ski TV mean to you? Like, I know that's your brand, but what does that mean to you?
It means everything, yeah.
Yeah.
It means everything to me, like in the whole world. I'm going to be doing this till I'm gone. Y'all going to be like, yo, he was a good nigga, and he was shooting videos and doing this shit, doing free shit. Like, you know what I'm saying, helping up-and-coming artists that ain't got no money.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
That's right.
And I probably will never get credit for it, and I'm not asking for credit, but I'm still going to continue, like Ice Cube on Barbershop, he was giving out free haircuts. That's going to be me, like, in the video world.
Definitely.
I'm not running to Cali or Atlanta. I'm going to stay right here until, you know, I'm done.
Yeah, let me piggyback off of that. So I met Mike Ski TV. I saw him on Facebook all over the place, Instagram. So I reached out to him to see if he could help me with my catering. And, man, look, I didn't have a lot of money, wasn't balling at all. But Mike came through and was like, look, I see the vision. Like, let me help you out with this or that. And he ran, like, a promo for me. So that promo got over 2 million hits. And it was for the free, like, the guy looks out. So, I mean, that's love. That's a lot of love.
Yeah, Mike.
And it was in Bel Air.
That was Bel Air, right?
Mike, I've been on you. Like I said, we know Interstate Snake. We know Doe.
Shout out.
Shout out to them. And that's where I got, like I said, I missed one of your video shoots and everything like that. So, with that being said, who have you done work for, and where have your artists ranged from, like, area-wise?
From Woodbridge, Virginia here, New York City, North Carolina, Atlanta, California. Yeah. It's spread out.
Yeah. Is there one artist that since you've been around that sticks out? Because like I said, I just looked on there. I think the last video I just looked at was, what was it? Doss?
Doss, Rolly, yeah. Rollin. That's my guy.
Yeah.
A friend too. We got, he has like 40 videos. I counted. Haven't dropped all of them yet, yeah. And we just shot a video today.
Yeah, yeah.
Today. I'm coming from shooting.
Yeah, okay. There you go.
Yeah, hard worker right there.
Definitely a hard worker. So where do you see yourself? Like, what is the vision? I know that I'm pretty sure you want to get into the movies and all of that good stuff. So where do you see yourself?
In 5 years from now?
Yeah, I was going to
say. Yeah, let's hit you with the five years. Can we do a year from now and 5 years from now?
Look, answer this one too. Do you see yourself doing movies?
Yes, I'm. I got a book that someone wants to turn into a movie, and we're putting it together right now. We're going to use people from the area, of course, and just make
it. Hey, shout us out, bro.
You know, and make it big.
We here. Me and Letitia.
Yeah, I was just wanting to say, I'm about to put it in. You know.
Hey, we here.
I'm ready.
You know we here.
I'll give you his info. Y'all can also interview him if you want to. Yeah,
that would be dope.
Yeah, that'll be dope. There you go.
But yeah.
And so, like Letitia was saying, the next 5 years, where's My School
Rich.
TV going to be?
I'm being rich.
I know that's right.
I've been saying this for 20 years.
Yeah.
I'm being rich. I'm still broke.
Yeah.
But I'm still going to say in 5 years, I'm going to be rich.
No, I feel that.
I'm going to be right here. I'm going to be talking about it.
Yeah, I feel that. Yeah. I feel that. Man,
trying to put together verses with.
Yeah. You know,
That would be dope.
I was just going to say that.
I don't know. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey, you know what?
I hope you do that shit.
Because this is a lot of wild shit they putting together now. You might as well put that shit together, dog. Real talk.
Ain't Pinky retired?
It don't matter. Let's go.
Hey, that's what the verses is, right? Like old bat throwbacks just coming alive.
Just need a stage.
Yeah, man. Getting something else, Mike. So what else besides, I guess, outside of filming in the next 5 years do we see Mikeski TV doing?
Great question.
Say it one more time.
Yeah, and let's talk about the comedy a little bit, too, because I see you're a comedian as well.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Yes. So my question again, and I'm glad he brought up the comedy. Besides the film in the next 5 years, what else do we see Mikeski TV doing outside of film?
It's still going to be film. I mean, this is what I live for.
Okay. Ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yep. I ain't mad at that.
So this comedy shit sounds like it outside the film. No, I'm bullshit. But so the comedy, man, because, you know, I ain't going to lie, bro. Like, you know, I don't do this just to toot my own horn and shit like that. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I always feel like I'm the funniest nigga in the group. So I'll be trying to
And
be
you
like,
are.
Yeah.
And you are.
Hey, man.
You got a peek for that joint. You know what I'm saying?
You know, but no, I think for real, if you have that type of, like, mentality in you, especially if you're funny, like that, it's still a competitive sport right now. Honestly, like, everybody cannot be funny. Some people can just be, if you script them the right way, they can be funny.
Right.
Somebody can act funny, but like, you know, like, I think like people like us, like one thing I took from comedians is like a lot of comedians come for pay. Now don't get me wrong, like, I ain't come from a fucked up background, all that shit like that, but you know, you carry your own pay.
Definitely.
Who's to say, like, oh, well, Mike's bike got stolen 5 years ago and he's still mad about that? Nigga, you don't know what he put in on that motherfucker. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or Letitia's favorite lipstick was stolen and I know that bitch took it and I couldn't beat her ass in my mouth. Hey, fuck that. We still going to talk about this. Right. That's pain. And somewhere it's going to come. Mm-hmm. And you going to see that same motherfucker in the front row when you telling that joke and be like, yeah. Yep. And look around, man, now.
That's it.
But 5 bikes, nigga. Got all types of lipsticks, man.
Not three.
Yeah. Well, you know. But I also feel like that. So, but I like where you're going with this, Mike, because, like, we're going to coordinate. I got a movie coming
definitely.
On. I've been thinking about it.
Oh, yeah, he's a funny motherfucker.
Yeah.
Yeah, he definitely
he know.
Be
he been watching the show. He know.
Yeah.
He know.
Collaboration better than competition.
Right. There you go. Say it one more time, Mike.
Collaboration is better than competition.
That's right. Definitely. Yeah. That's right.
And Mike, I think we could do something. But for real, man, I've been watching your work, man. And just like I said, from Interstate and Doe, you know what I'm saying? And just a lot of Woodbridge, you know, I saw.
You talented as fuck.
Yeah, I seen a lot of stuff, man. So, you know what I'm saying? So, what's new going on? I heard you just talked about a new video you just came from. What's new going on? Dropping tomorrow. What's going on?
New video, Jet Polo 11. The video is called Like Me. It's dropping tomorrow.
Yeah,
it's
gonna be a movie.
And where can we find it?
It'll be on YouTube. I'm gonna post everything tomorrow.
What's your YouTube handle?
Mike Skeet.
All right, it's Mike Skeet TV.
Yeah, if you Google me, you're gonna see me.
Yeah, sir.
And y'all.
Yeah, man.
Seriously, like when you Google me, if you worked with me, you're gonna see me, and then you will see you.
Definitely. Well, we definitely gonna work with you. But we definitely appreciate what you have done for a lot of Woodbridge artists. Honestly, you know what I'm saying? Like, just the videos, the production behind it, ladies and gentlemen, like you said, Mike Skeet TV. Like, if you don't go check it out, check it out. And like I said, some of our local artists,
right. But what's the weirdest video you ever shot?
Oh, that's good. There you go.
Like, short film. What's the weirdest joint that you ever did? I know it ain't Pinky.
You better not shout that out again. You better not say it again.
The weirdest music video or just the video?
Any video.
It was a porno.
Really?
Yeah. It was like a homegrown.
I need to be on one. Porticles. No bullshit. I got Mike. I'm gonna get with you. Really? How was
it was crazy. So like a lot of people think that a lot of people don't know how film works. So. They automatically think it's what they see, but yeah, there's a lot to it. So the money shots, it'd be crazy. You gotta stand back. You gotta have that zoom lens.
How much of it is acting?
He's laughing.
Yeah, he laughing like shit. How much of it is acting? Because like friends that I'm asking
so
for,
it's not,
we're sitting at home watching porno, and we just want to know is that bitch really screaming or
this
is she?
Funny ass show,
So listen, so I haven't done like the pornos, like homegrown videos, like a couple wants to shoot. So it's one of those.
I mean, but how do you sit in the room
and film? You think about the money you being paid.
That's the show. That's the show.
Hold on, my man. First off, and please toast up to that. Let's get that. Let's
give me
one time. Yep, I got you. You good over there, Mike?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right. Yeah, let's talk to that. Honestly, because, like, I do want to just say, like, you got to be focused, right?
Exactly.
You got to be focused.
That's right.
You got to be focused. Because I want to make a joke about it. But honestly, I don't know how
we'll
do it in this joke. Man, look here.
So,
nigga, if you don't do it this way, Do you have to direct?
Well, again, it's not like a porno, so it's like a homegrown. I'm just filming them.
So it's just
they
for
need
them.
A camera person,
okay,
right?
So it's just
so
for
I haven't
them.
Done
so
like
you guys
action,
stop
man.
And like
nah, you could kind of be like
you just keep filming and you go around.
I'm
the
moving.
Room.
Yeah, right. I'm moving around.
Oh, gotcha.
Okay. Like evasive angles.
Gotcha. So how is it being like a black director, film director, like? Trying to break into the scene.
Yo, it's crazy that you asked that. So when I first started, I was working at a job in Alexandria, Virginia, and this guy comes. He's white, and he's like, "That's a nice camera. You don't see black people like with the camera." And I said, "That's when I knew. Yeah, this is it. I'm buying another one, and another one, and another one, and I'm gonna make sure that I stick with it." That was crazy, though.
Yeah.
And he was probably right. But.
Yeah.
Can we point out, I want to touch on that. You said about sticking with it. So, whenever you have goals in life, like, you have to be able to stick with it and actually see it through. So, can we talk about or elaborate on that part and, like, the challenges that came with that?
Yeah, great question.
Good question. Yeah.
That's very good question. So, it's obstacles, it's months that you're not going to make nothing, it's several months that you're not going to make nothing, but you still, it's like anything else, you if you want to do it, you got to do it. So, and it was months, like people went through it during COVID. Definitely. I didn't. So people went through it. So you
big
so,
money.
So
big
you,
money.
No, nah. So you know, it's kind of like in those the time that downtime that you have, like practice, like learn as much as you can, yeah. Like with any, like I'm sure with your jobs, yeah. Learn as much as you can. So when that bounce back come, then yeah.
Well, that's something I like pressed on people. Mm-hmm. It's COVID. You have nothing mm-hmm. but time. Mm-hmm. Like right. Really mm-hmm. hone in on your craft, whatever mm-hmm. it is, you know, and really make that happen. So yeah, that's a good point.
I actually want to touch on that, and me and Ice can speak on it. This show didn't come. If it wasn't for COVID, honestly. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, we have been talking about this. This was in the wind, like, six, what'd you say? Like, again, like, at least eight, probably almost going on 10 by mm-hmm. the time we actually did it. Mm-hmm. But I do like that. And I also think, like, I think the other thing is, like, we actually enjoy what the fuck we're doing.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Gotta so, like, it. So to have that downtime to be able to do whatever the fuck you wanted to do, you know, when shit else popping, mm-hmm. when nobody else moving. And I think, you know, I think we needed this. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? I think that's another topic as well. The success through the pandemic, honestly, right. of what we doing. Of course, everybody can't be like Mike Ski TV. He said he ain't.
I'm about to lie,
because like that, but that's success. You know what I'm saying? We want to acknowledge that for real. Right. Like, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, because you've already been doing it. You've been grinding for so long. Like, this little downtime, it shouldn't affect you.
Well, the thing that, why it happened that way is because the people that, yeah, that's all it was to do was like, yo, you want to shoot a video?
Right.
So, and right. I'm like, yeah. Yes. Right.
But that's a blessing. That's a blessing, so.
Most definitely.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
But yeah, and
can I ask y'all a question?
Yeah,
I
mean, of course, yeah,
that's
yeah.
That's different.
Hey,
you
there
listening?
We go.
You listening?
He, yeah. Can he hear me too?
Yeah, of course. Just yeah, everybody.
So like, yo, why? You can you hear me? Why I ain't got no AC? I don't know.
Hey yo,
why I ain't got no AC? I don't know.
Hey, look.
We like to enjoy our company, but we want to be close with you guys. Right. So, you know, the way that we figure that is everybody sweats together. So if we sweat together, then, you know, we're making a bomb-ass show. You know what I'm saying? That's how it goes.
Hey, toast to that one. Toast to that one right there.
Thank you. Come back.
There you go.
Hey, nah, man. But Mikeski TV, again, just for anybody that hasn't been listening or just caught on, let everybody know where they can find you at. Where can they get some work from you done? If they're trying to reach out, get a good video. He's got good quality videos, ladies and gentlemen. Matter of fact, one more question. As you as a director, working with the artist, mm-hmm. who gets the last say-so as far as directing the video?
The director.
But I mean, because, you know, everybody has their own vision. So right. whose vision goes through as you know, how do you do that?
That is a
good question. Yeah.
You working with the artist, so you want they're paying you, so you want them to have as much input as possible, and then the professional's job is to, you know, make it happen.
You know, as
you can.
Okay, so one more question. How many dumbass artists come at you with a dumbass idea and you
nobody.
Like, dog, like, let's
no
not.
Idea is dumb, because if you could think it, then you know, it can happen. Right. Yeah, you know.
I'm with that. I love that.
Definitely.
No, I just want to know, because, you know, I watch a lot of videos, and I'll be like, there's no way in the world that nigga came up with that idea right there.
I mean, it's people that I talk to, and in a conversation, I'm like, hold up. And they like, what? And I'm like, yo, I'm just thinking about an idea for a video for somebody else. And I'm like, you know, writing it down, but,
right. yeah. Okay. Well, Mike, it has been a pleasure to have you. We definitely have to come
have you come back on here.
Y'all gonna really invite me back?
Of course.
Yeah, I'm thinking the last show would be a good closeout for Mike Ski.
You, ready, you always say that, though. We gotta have you back.
You calling us out.
Yeah, I don't know.
Nah, seriously, the 12th episode is like the good
for sure.
And that would be good. Of course, it's only a select a few that actually get to come up here because we only got but so much room, so nobody feel left out. But you already got your Los Vegas.
Yeah, you gotta come back, man.
You know what I'm saying? But you definitely gotta come back. The 12th episode sounds like the best one, and I'm sure we're gonna keep up with you. And before we end, Tisha, is there any shout outs you wanna give out?
Yeah, I wanna give a big shout out. So we have Mariam Hashimi and Kyle Ray. They are hosting an event on August 15th. There will be plenty of vendors from 5 to 10 p.m. It will be located in Dumfries, Virginia. So we have DJ Reds, and we have our very own DJ Ink.
Okay.
And he coming through good with the blink. Ones and twos.
And Mariam, that's the one with the Yum Yum Juice.
Yeah. Mariam is repping with that Yum Yum Juice.
She's the one with the Yum Yum Juice.
I bought like 4 or 5 from her like a month ago.
Did you get it at the venue?
Yeah. And okay, I froze them. So I was fucking them up this weekend. Shout out to Mariam.
I reached out to her like last year. Do you know I still haven't gotten them? And I had
she's a busy
DM.
Woman, though. She's
and
actually.
I had the
she,
DM.
No, yes. Yeah. She's busy.
Mariam, he calling you out.
So I'm just waiting for it to come to me. Because I'm going to get some.
Because I've been wanting to get her on the show. She has a busy schedule.
I know
she's
busy.
We're
going to fit Mariam in. That's my boo. We're going to make it happen. Yes. She's with the Yum Yum Juice.
I want some Yum Yum Juice.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
But let's not forget this August 15th event from 5 to 10 p.m. DJ Rez, DJ Ink. It's off of Route 1 in Possum Point. We have surprise vendors. I'm actually a vendor there. Me and More Sense, we in there. So everybody else can be in there. It's in Dumfries off of Route 1 in Possum Point.
Send me the info.
Okay. Yeah,
for sure.
Mike, anybody you want to shout out before you go?
Mike's ETV.
Yeah,
there
you
go.
Should.
Don't
as
do that.
Don't do
we
that.
We need
show
you to rep it a little bit louder.
Yeah, they should know by now.
Everything
is Mike's ETV. Mike's ETV at gmail.com if y'all want to get some work done. And if Pinky is listening, yo, we need that mercy. And I'll set the venue up. We could do it right here on Conversations on the
you get that?
They have a nice size table.
You do that, we definitely will have the man.
I'll bring the lights and the cameras.
I will hold the lights. That's what it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm in there.
Yo, Icy, you got anything to say out there from Florida, man?
Yeah, man, I just want to say thank you, Mike Steve, for stopping through, man.
Yes,
shout out to the COTR gang.
For sure.
For y'all holding it down and shit. Hey, Redneck Radio, you know, you tuned in Monday nights, 8 p.m., Conversations on the Rocks. And I just want to leave everybody with a word from Mike before we go.
There you go.
And it is, man, manners will take you where money won't.
Amen.
You know what I'm saying? Manners will take you where money won't. And really what I get from that is, just how you act, man. Your decorum, how you come in the building, how you treat people. You know what I mean? That shit goes a longer way than money will. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it's not about who you know, it's about who knows you and how they like you or what impact or effect you had on them. So, hey, man, manners will take you where money won't.
I like
that
one.
That's a good one.
I like that one. I like that one. Salute to Ice. But yeah, so
you got that words with Los?
Nah, I ain't got one for right now. I might have one on the next one. But I just wanna shout out my Diamond Princess, my 3 Jefes. Shout out to my Los Junior who's going to NC State Full Ride. Keyshawn, you up next. Chocolate and just everybody on the block and the whole COTR gang and everybody that's been listening, man, and the whole Remix Radio. And we'll catch y'all next Monday at 8 o'clock.
Shout out to Woodbridge, Virginia. Shout out to Dumfries. Shout out to Dale City. They don't get enough recognition by itself because I know people say DMV, but shout out to the area right here.
Yeah, for sure.
Man, shout out to that.
All right, and make sure y'all go type in Google Mike Ski TV.
Yeah, check that out. Check that out.
The man, the myth, the legend.
All right, y'all. We'll see y'all next Monday.
Peace.